Bob Tammuz, Monday the 13th of July, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Business Talk and Thoughts on Shabbos.
Good morning, Rabbi Tzai, Yedidai, Yeshnon Pai, She'enon Pai. Now this is not a business lecture. I'm not giving you advice how to do business. Certainly not my fach, not my bekias, which I know about. But we want to work through the inyan from the Makoir about speaking about business and thinking about business and Shabbos Kodesh. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Oma Rabba Baba Chana. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Diksev Mimtsoy Chefza Vadabadova. It's the Pasuk in Tanakh, Mimtsoy Chefza Vadabadova. You have to be Nizar on Shabbos to make sure that Shabbos is different to weekdays. The Pasuk starts with the Chibatatoy, Masoy Tzorachacha. You have to be Mechabit Shabbos to make it different during the weekdays. And one of the things enumerated in the Pasuk is Mimtsoy Chefza Vadabadova. That means we may not do one's chafetzim, may not do one's business, not do a business activity, and neither may one speak about one's business activity. You can't do an activity to do with business. Neither may you speak about business. Says the Gemara, Dibur Asa V'Hiro Muta. The issue is to speak. The issue is not to think. You're allowed to speak about your business. You're allowed to think about your business, rather. Hiro Muta, you're allowed to think about it. Nevertheless, it says in the Rabbeinu Yoina that that's not talking by a type of thought which is going to distract you and make you fadaiget and make you worried and you can't have an Oinik Shabbos. We're definitely not talking about when you're shakua in your thoughts. That is definitely asa, to get completely carried away and all you're thinking about all day is how can I do my business in the best way. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about hero, a fleeting machshava, a quick thought. And there's a famous maisa which is brought down in the Gemara later to demonstrate this point. Says the Gemara in Kufnun Amud Beis in Shabbos, Ma'isa b'chassid echad shenifras alay poretz b'seich sedehu. There was a chassid echad who had a hole in the fence of his wall, for the fence of his sodeh, of his field. He had a hole in the fence, and he passed by it on Shabbos, v'nimla cholel agoydra, and he thought about it. He decided in his mind he's going to go and repair it. Now, was that mutter? Was that also? Was it mutter to have that machshava? He thought in his mind to go and repair the wall. Was that permitted or was that forbidden? What did you say, Rabbi Yisai? How much thought do you need to repair a wall? Yeah, machshava, I'm going to repair it. It was mutter. Nevertheless, nimna oisei chosid v'le godra. He decided, right, it wasn't the best thing. It wasn't glatt. There's kosher and there's glatt kosher. It's kosher, but it's not glatt kosher. I only have glatt kosher. He was not prepared to benefit from his machshava. And he said, I'm not going to repair it. But like God, the dogs can get in and the other animals can get into the field. He didn't want to benefit from it. It was a chosid echad. It's not easy to become a chosid echad. That was one of the things he had to forego and forfeit in order to become, to be on this madrega, not to be nana from it. It's a good Musa Haskalis I once heard. Sometimes you think, you can think sometimes, oh, I'm going to buy that stocks and shares. I just realized it's a good idea to buy that one. I'm going to do that business deal. If you're a chosid echad, you don't make benefit of that mashava. Mashava, not use it. You don't lose out from it, as we will soon see. Ness, and the ness happened to him, tzlaf, and a tzlaf tree grew in that break in the wall. So during Shabbos, you think of a machshava. I'm not saying we have to be on the Madrega of Chassid Echad, but Shmochu will help that we'll get panos another way. That's the ma'aseh which is brought. Hiru muta machshava. Hiru muta and dibu is also. What's the problem? What do you mean? No, he was doing it. He was thinking about a malach. You know, the side of this issa is, I have to explain, I can elaborate a bit more. The base of it is to think about something, to do something, to say, the main thing is the dibble, to speak about something which is awesome to do on Shabbos. Not have to say, I'm going to repair the wall tomorrow. Not to say, I'm going to repair the wall. Repairing the wall is an activity which is forbidden on Shabbos. So to be... Machris, and to declare and to say that I'm going to do an activity which is forbidden tomorrow, that is asa the davidah. We may not speak about business, buying things, selling things, repairing things, all these types of things are asa. However, there's one exception. That is, you're allowed to say, I'm going to go to Manchester tomorrow. Yeah? I'm going to go to Manchester tomorrow. Now, why is it Muslim to say I'm going to go to Manchester tomorrow? Are you allowed to go to Manchester today? You can't go to Manchester today. Yeah? Why can't you go to Manchester today? You could, because it's chum. You could really walk. You're not saying I'm going by car. I'm walking. But the problem is, it's chum. There's chum. So, I'm going to start going tomorrow. That you're allowed to say, because of a special allowance, which the Gemara says, because theoretically speaking, it is possible to get to Manchester tomorrow. Because, what happens if they're mechitzas all the way? Or what happens if there are little houses every 70 amas? Let's say we're built up, 70 amas a house. That would mean it's one big long town. London would expand all the way to Manchester. All you need for that is you have at intervals of 70 amas, have another hut, another house where somebody lives. That would be good enough. So it's something which, it's not that I'm speaking about something which is intrinsically awesome. This is called hirur. Me and you know that we're not talking about that there's houses all the way. But that's included in the heter that it's called only thought. So I've not spoken about something which is b'cheftza osa, something which is absolutely osa. Let's say I'm going to repair the wall. To repair the wall, it's talking, take a hammer and nails, you're going to repair the wall. That's obviously involving a malacha. Sheikh can say to go to Manchester, that is permitted. Whether you'd have to say I'm going to go by car to Manchester, I'm travelling to Manchester, that is a debate. Yeah, because travelling involves driving, and driving is forbidden on Shabbos. The lechoya, that would be asa. Someone to say it's permitted because you haven't said I'm going to be the driver. I'm travelling to Manchester. I might be sitting in the back seat. Might be a goy driving. There's no big issa to sit in a car on Shabbos if a goy drives, provided you don't tell him to do the driving. He happens to have to jump on a bus on Shabbos min adin. If you don't have to pay, might not be us. I'm not saying it should be done, because the Rabbanim don't like it. Zilzul Shabbos, some things drive to Zilzul Shabbos, but it's not Mi'ikah Adin Asa. You're not doing anything. You're not, perhaps there's an issa of you're causing him to do extra malacha. It might be someone to be makel if you say, I'm going by car. But Lamaisa Pashtas, one cannot say, I'm going to go by car. But I call upon him to say, I'm going, that is permitted. Whether that's I'm going to America tomorrow, that is debatable. I'm going to America. Because if I say I'm going to Manchester, there's ways of getting there. You can make huts all the way along. There's no way you can make yourself huts to get to America. Yeah. But they tell me there might be ways. If you go to the Channel Tunnel, you go to Europe and up through Russia, all the way down by Alaska, apparently there are ways of getting there by foot. Yeah. Now, you won't get there taking 5 years, but the matter, yeah, it's technically speaking possible to get there. Apparently that's the West Indians got there. How the West Indians get to America? They never used to go across the ocean in the olden days. Apparently they trekked there. There's a theory as how they got there in the olden days, how they managed to get there. There might be ways of getting there. But even without that, some say perhaps it's possible, perhaps you can make a tunnel under the sea, or perhaps you mean I'm starting to go, I'm not saying I'm going to get there tomorrow. So, Pashas will come make up to say I'm going to America as well. That's Rabbi Yashav says you can say that, and Shmuel Shabbos Kilchosa brings about it, that you could, even to America, where it might be even more obvious. These are all called hirum. So these things are me'ikadim, muta, hirum, muta, dibur. Now, there's another exception to this. Yeah, we said one exception is burginim through huts, to say I'm going to somewhere, which is really not an exception. It's because it's simply hero. But there is one thing which is an exception. And that is, the Gemara there carries on and quotes, and then, are you allowed to speak about shidduchim on Shabbos? You're allowed to say, now the shidduch, when it's in the later stages, it's not so simple. You have to start speaking about money. That's the, and it's not a new minhag. This is the minhag which has always been like that. Yeah, even like some people like to disown their children when it comes to marrying them off, not giving any money. But it doesn't work that way with Yidden. And the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, Cheshboina shel mitzvah mutar lachashon b'Shabbos. Now those who sing his mirrors on Friday night know, l'shada chabonis. Yeah, Hirhoim, we say in the Zmiros, Hirhoim Mutarib, and Shada Chabonet is Mutter. And that is the Braisa, which is mentioned here in Shabbos Kufnun on Medalev, says the Gemara, Mefachim Pekuach Nefesh or Pekuach Rabbim B'Shabbos. You may speak about in Yonim, which are Negea to the whole Rabbim. You need to speak about how to build and to extend the Beis HaMedrash. You might be allowed to do it on Shabbos, because it's Iske Rabbim. You're allowed to speak about to make shiduchim, means to speak about the money matters. You're allowed to speak. Even allowed to speak and discuss about whether I can employ you as a rebbe for my son. And not only as a rebbe for teaching Torah, lelamda umnes. You have to learn umnes. You have to know some kind of fach, some kind of umnes to know something. So in order to live, you have to be able to live. So you have to be able to learn an umnes. So even that is called a mitzvah. What's the reason why it's mutter? Or makra, mimtsay, chefzach, avada, badaba, chafotzech, cha asurim, chefzach, shemai mutter. The posik gives us an allowance. It says mimtsay, chefzach, doesn't say mimtsay, chafotzim, doing deals and doing business matters. It doesn't say chafotzim, which would mean all inyonim of business. It says chafotzecha, your business, but not Hashem's business. If it's Hashem's business, if it's to do with mitzvahs, it's permitted. Now what I want to discuss today is this heter that you're allowed to speak about in yonim which are negeya to mitzvahs, which is an allowance. You're allowed to say, you know, we do this on Shabbos, we auction aliyahs. How can you auction aliyahs? There's no bigger business than auctioning aliyahs. Or mishmerich, well, we should have matan the Beis HaKnesses. So you're going to give, some say the chai pounds of the Beis HaKnesses. I don't know if the meaning is here. Sometimes they actually say the amounts. Plus we just say, we should have matan. They don't actually say, give the amount. Some say the chai pounds. You'd be mamash chafetzim. You're speaking about your business. That, I'm going to give money after Shabbos. That's the chayra. Something which is forbidden. But the answer is, chafot secha, and not chef seshamay. Now, the question here is, what I want to discuss here is, it's brought down, it's not a new shaila, it's mentioned in the Poskim. Is this mutter, even if you have an alternative option? Is this only that it's mutter where there's no option? Or even if I have an option? And we'll come to it soon, I'll come back to what my shaila is. We'll first bring what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin brings down this din. Simon Shin Zayin Sif Aleph. The Dabe Dova. Shelo Yehi Diburcha Shel Shabbos Ke Diburcha Shel Chol. Your speech on Shabbos should be different to your speech of weekdays. Hilkach Asu Loima Dova Pleini Es Elamacha Is Chayre Pleini Es Eklamacha. I'm going to go and buy 10 gallons of 10 pints of milk or liters perhaps nowadays. I'm going to go with some schoira, I'm going to go with these stocks and shares. It's awesome. Yeah. Now there is another issa, which is the end of this sif. And for this, we'll come back to my shaila later. I just want to have the shleimus advarim, just to bring the rishonim about the dabba dava. So Rashi explains the dabba dava. Rashi says, make sure you don't speak a weekday speech. Now, we spoke about before, about actual business. Promising to buy something, or promising to give so much money. That is actual, speaking about business activity. To promise money. Rashi says, what's dabe dava? To do mekech o memke v'cheshboinus. To speak about mekech omen, about buying and selling. So Tosfos asks, buying and selling, that's memsach hefzacha. Pirush Bakun, just going mekech omen, kaf, ein erin rabbein utam. Talk about nafka memsach hefzacha. That is business, it's awesome. Memsach hefzacha is business. Says rabbein utam, and this is brought down in the end of the Shulchan Aruch, the end of the Sif. brings a medrash. Rav Shimon ben Yochai having an ima savta. He had an old mother, Tava Mishtoe Sagya. She used to speak a lot. Perhaps you'd call her a chatterbox nowadays. But in the case, Derech Kova, the mother of Shimon Yochai, she used to talk a lot. She was an old lady. Talked a lot. She liked talking. Oh, Mala, ima, mother, Shabsahu. It's Shabbos today. Shas God, she kept silent. And the post can bring down that in the Zohar, which stims very well, fits in very well, it's Shimon Yochai himself, it's very machmir about speech on Shabbos. Not to talk. Zohar seems to speak only to speak Lashon HaKodesh. It's for Shimon Yochai and Lishitose. He said to his mother, you're not supposed to speak too much. Mashma she'ein kol kach ledabu b'Shabbos k'moy b'choy. It's mashma, you're not supposed to speak on Shabbos like we do. We're not talking about any surah b'chlal. There's place just to go and schmooze about the chadashot, about the news, what's news, and all the various news, that says places is aser. That's what Tosfos learned. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, the end of Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Vafilu besichas dvarim betelim aser lehapis." It's also even to speak some dvarim betelim. Yeah? And you might ask a question, if it's dvarim betelim, you never have to speak dvarim betelim. That's what it means, any case. Even during the week, you don't have to speak dvarim betelim. But the Baal Tamam v'lay dvarim betelim. So, the Prima Godim says the Teres. Mishpura says that Dvarim Betelim is only Schoik Mekalos Rosh. The Issa, not to speak Dvarim Betelim, is something which is Hoilulus, just to speak a bit extra words, just to find out how much it cost to build Buckingham Palace, says the Mishpura, that's not called Dvarim Betelim. Might not be Midas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus is to refrain from speaking anything which is not Negea, but Min Adin, says Mishpura, it's Mutter. Now, we're going to get very, very worried now. So we're not out of any shmooze on Shabbos. So what's going to be? What's going on here? It seems to be extremely difficult to keep this din. So there's the Baruch Hashem, there's a Ramah, which brings a Heta, who says, "Bnei Adam, shesipu shmuas v'divrei chidushim hu oinag lehem." People who, the Chadashot, the news, is a oinag lehem, and they like hearing what's going on in the world, muta l'safram b'shabas k'moy b'choyim. Av misha einem is anag, osa l'omram, this is anag b'em chaveirin. I mean, if I don't feel like, I went last week to Prague, people went to Poland today, to Manara, and they come home and they tell their family and they tell their friends, and then 3 days later they meet somebody else and said it over 25 times already, tell me what happened, where did you go? I've got no chesed whatsoever to say over the story. But you're mitzvahing me and you're pagering me and you want me to say, okay, I'll say the story over to make it happen. That you're not allowed to do. That Ramah says you're not allowed to do. Just to make Yana happy, you're not allowed to do. If I get a simcha, because Yenna gets a simcha, I'm a very kind person, and I'm happy that you get happy, then it might be okay. Because for only Shabbos, we're allowed to do it. But if I really can't be bothered doing it, I'm just doing it because I can't get... I'll just make Yenna should go home already, and should start... That is included in this Issa of Dvarim B'Kei. Right. Koponim. So, that is the din of a Dabba Dabba. Now, what's the din... What's it then if you have? What happens if you have an option of doing it tomorrow? This is of a double double. Going back to the is of business, you have an option. You have an option of speaking about tomorrow. You got to arrange a lift to go to wherever, go to Gateshead for a chasana, and you could arrange it tomorrow. You could arrange it today. You meet the person, you meet the driver, and you say, "I'd like to come with you. You know, are you going to Manchester? Are you going to Gateshead for a chasana?" You could just as well do it on Sunday morning. But, you know, you meet him today, you want to meet him today. Is there a mailer and wait until tomorrow? In other words, do we say that this Issa is Hutra, it's Mutter Legamri? It's Mutter. Since I'm speaking about a mitzvah activity, it's permitted. Well, the pshat is, if you have to do it today, because I'll give you a heta. What would you say, Rabbi Isaac? Yeah, in this shayla, you could just as well do this a business activity or arrangement or do this, whatever it is, on Sunday morning. I want to discuss with somebody who, I would like to be a co-driver so we can get there, you know, whatever he's doing to get to the chasana for a mitzvah, dvar mitzvah, and you want to speak about it on Shabbos morning, but you could just as well do it on Sunday morning. Is it for mitzvah? Would you say it's mutter?
Yeah. You're supposed to behave in a different way on Shabbos, then the Chatzchila you shouldn't. It's only B'di'evet.
B'di'evet. You're saying it's only B'di'evet. Hachana is not Hachana with Dibur. Just speaking is not Hachana. It's no Dibur. Oh, that's the shtick of the Svara. You have to know. Sometimes it's important to discuss it. But let's say you know for a fact there's no chashash you're going to lose out. So we can think about it. Would this be us or would it be well, something I've got a choice. So the muskul rishon, the svara is that the chayra, without svara, and you look at the psukim, we would think it's muta. Because the pasuk says, mimsa cheftzacha v'dabadova. That means the Torah is telling us the whole issa is cheftzacha, if it's your chafetzim. If it's not your chafetzim, there's no issa. The whole mahus of the issa is to speak about your chafetzim. The Torah says, eat, speak about your chafetzim. It's mashma pashtas, that if it's not your chafetzim, it's a question of a mitzvah activity, the Torah never included in the issa. The issa was chafetzacha. If it's not chafetzacha, there's no issa. You could say Mishnah's like you could say Be'emes it is Be'esem something which would really be Asa. Chavtzecha is just a drasha to teach us that if it's for the sake of Shemaim it's Mutter. It's not that it wasn't. There's no reason to ask it. Like Rabbi Yanki Tainer's Be'etzem is speaking about business. He's speaking about driving, which is not a Shabbos activity. We learn that from a pasuk Chavtzecha that there is Megalotas that if it's for sake of Mitzvah, there is mattering. If I have a choice of doing it just as easily without no doubt nafkamina whether it's today or tomorrow, in a chanam I should wait till tomorrow. Even though it's not chafotzecha, but the whole reason why chafotzecha is only because it's something which it's a tzorech mitzvah. There's no tzorech mitzvah for it. Because I can do it tomorrow, perhaps it's also. Okay. Well, something like that. You could clear. Lamaisa, this nidan is brought down in Mishnah Berurah in Siv Aleph. And it starts with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says on this din of the Shulchan Aruch, Osa Loima, Dov Aploini Es Elamacha, says the Magen Avraham, Afilu Dva Mitzvah. Even for Dva Mitzvah, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do this tomorrow. And he brings us a Sefer Chassidim. What does Sefer Chassidim say? Sefer Chassidim says as follows. Yeah, they wanted to write Sefer Torah on Sunday morning. Says the Sefer Chassidim, the person says, I'm going to sleep today in order that I've got koyach. Perhaps he seems he needs to write it in the night. You'll have to write the Sefer Torah at night. I'm going to sleep today on Shabbos. Today I should write the Sefer Torah tomorrow. That's osa. That's osa. Says Morgan Avraham, you see from here, it's osa to say, I'm going to write the Sefer Torah tomorrow. Even though writing the Sefer Torah, docha greisa, mitzvah. I'm not allowed to do it. Not to say, I'm going to do it for tomorrow. The Achroinim argue on the one. They say that's not pshat in the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim is talking about a completely different thing. Yeah? You're not allowed to say, I'm going to go to sleep on Shabbos to have koyach for tomorrow. Nothing to do with the fact that tomorrow I'm doing a malach. That's not the point. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to sleep on Shabbos in order to have koyach for tomorrow. Why not? Interesting reason. The reason is, Sefer Chassidim says, I read up malach of Sefer Chassidim, when you go to sleep on Shabbos, shina b'Shabbos, kanu. So if you declare verbally that I'm going to sleep tavkeach to write the Sefer Torah tomorrow, you're taking away from the chashivas of shina b'Shabbos kanu. That's the whole reason. There's no issa to say I'm going to write the Sefer Torah tomorrow. There's no issa even to say that I'm going to, not even to go to sleep for tomorrow is not also. The saying I'm going to sleep for tomorrow is mashma, and I'm not doing it for Kavod Shabbos. Afkamina is, I have to say, on Erev Tisha B'Av, I'm having a big meal on this year, falls on Sunday. I have to say, well, make sure you eat more in order to have koyach for the Tavis. Yeah? You know, I have to say that. Because, I'm not saying it's Issa Gomer, but Sefer Chassidim says, that would detract from the Kavod Shabbos. You're supposed to be eating on Shabbos for Shabbos. It's the same idea, just you can't say I'm sleeping for tomorrow because it would detract in the shin of a Shabbos Tanu. The same way to say I'm eating for tomorrow would detract in the eating for Kavod Shabbos.
You wouldn't even be allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to sleep now so that I can sit and learn tonight.
You can't do that. You can't say, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that. But I think, Mechaira, that's borrowed to say on the Tanis, say, make sure you drink plenty because it's going to be hot tomorrow, and you have koyach, you don't get dehydrated, that Mechaira is Mutter. I don't think, it depends what you're drinking. You're drinking perhaps something Pepsi or Coke, then perhaps it's different. But if it's just water, there's no Tanuk of drinking water on Shabbos. Mechaira, that is Avada Mutter. Because the whole, it's no Issa to say drink for tomorrow. The whole Issa is when you are mashma that the drinking or the eating or the sleeping is not for the Kavod Shabbos. So drinking water is not Kavod Shabbos in any case. Mechaira, that will be permitted.
Why is it drinking?
Not because I'm drinking for now.
No, you just Shabbos.
I know, but that's not achana. I'm getting the hanor now. It's a good point. I'm getting that. Okay, so you want to ask her to eat an erev Tisha B'Av? Hachana. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a good point. Are you allowed to learn for a test tomorrow? Are you allowed to learn for a test, which you have tomorrow? Yeah, learning math for a test tomorrow. You'll have to learn math for tomorrow. The answer is learning is something. So eating and drinking is something for now. It's called now, it's not called tomorrow. That's there. Somebody asked me this cash. I think that's the tenet. You're doing it for now. Yeah. Right. The Maaseh, the Morgan of Rome says you're not allowed. Well, he doesn't learn as they say the Chassidim. He learns the Chassidim telling you you're not allowed to say I'm going to do a mitzvah activity tomorrow. Fret the places Shabbos. Fregin the Achroinim, how can you say such a thing? How can you say such a thing that you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do a Sefer Torah tomorrow? It's a Mufurish Adin, which we read that from the Gemara, it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to be a Shadach Hatinoitis. You're allowed to speak about a mitzvah activity. Chefze Shomayim Mutu Ledavavim. So Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shim Vav Sifav. Chefze Shomayim Mutu Ledavavim. So of course you're allowed to say, I'm going to write a Sefer Torah. What's going on? What's the Gemara talking about? What's he saying? Zok, the Tais of Shabbos. And the Morgan of Rome is talking when there's no necessity to do it today. You do not gain by doing it today. You just as well have. You don't gain at all. When I say I'm going to sleep in order to write Sefer Torah tomorrow, nothing's. There's no gain. I'm just telling a story that I'm going to go write Sefer Torah tomorrow. There's no gain involved. If I need to go and speak to a Sefer, you know, I need to enlist the help of a Sefer, can you come and help me write Sefer Torah? That is something which is mutter, because that is something which is Tzorech Mitzvah. But if I say I'm just doing it in order to write Sefer Torah tomorrow, there's no gain from doing such a thing. The head of Tzorkei Shomayim is only where there's a necessity for doing it. But here there's no tzorech, there's no gain by doing it. There's no gain by doing it. I'm just saying I'm going to see in order to write Sefer Torah tomorrow, but no gain. So Magrav held at this time that the din of Tzorkei Shomayim, which is mutter, it's not pshat. Tzorkei Shomayim is not included in the Issa. Avad is included in the Issa. But you're allowed to speak about Tzorkei Shomayim where it's important and it helps. So the case which mentioned earlier, to speak to somebody about driving tomorrow, it might be somebody else can chaparayin, and it might be I might not meet him. Where there's an element of risk that I might not end up doing it, then in Chanamah. If I can just as well do it today and tomorrow, then according to Morgan Abram, you're not allowed to speak about it. Might say this is a machloikas, and the Achrayim argue, and Mishabura says, min adin is permitted. The Ikah Halach is you are allowed to speak about in Yonim of Mitzvah, even if you could do it tomorrow. However, says Mishnah Brura, he brings that Mokhn Avram is Machmeh. Yesha Kosvu, Shafilu Dva Mitzvah, King Tzivis at the Terech, I gave an Ottoman S and a Machinot, so I'm going to do it tomorrow. Because like this Mokhn Avram. And you rabbi, my Motcha, Biki Yosef, Chotmalen, the Sovereign, Chol Dva Mitzvah Shari, and Mokhn Avram, Nochon, Lechat Chil, Lechach, Mikshain, Tzorech, Lezeb, Dibura Yod. If there's no Maimit, they can wait tomorrow just as well, so he holds a Chat Chil Ishmael Machmeh. So with this Nukudu, which we started with, whether you're allowed to speak, whether it's Hutra or Duchuyot, whether it's completely not included in Issa at all, or it's allowed, we waive, W-A-I-V-E, we waive the Issa for the sake of the Tzairah, that L'Chairah seems to be a Machlekes. Right. Seems to be a Machlekes. L'Chairah, that would come out, L'Chat Chiddish B'Machmed, but Yavid is okay. Which, if it's difficult, or the Ikadin is permitted. At the end of it. Yeah, just have 2 more minutes just to finish off. There's an interesting kula here in Mishnah Berurah from the Bach. The Bach says, if it's a question of hefsed, you're allowed to be made for. If you hear that there's going to be a major, let's say you had a dream, which you know is definitely true, the stock exchange is going to crash 2 hours after Mitzvah Shabbos, that's for Shalom. Yeah, and so you're allowed to tell your friend to sell, to make sure he gets rid of his shares as soon as possible. In order, or you heard news before Shabbos, there's going to be a massive whatever, something's going to happen, there's going to be a hefsed. The price of the house is going to go down. He's made from Mishum Pseida. He brings it from the Bach that you're allowed to be David of Mishum Pseida. But Lanis, I think that this heter of Pseida is, luckily everybody would agree that it's only mutter where you have no choice and you could do it, you have to do it after today. That's definite. Everybody agree that where it's a question of hefsed, that's zikha, it's only duchuya. If it's something which is hefsed shamayim, a ruchnistic activity, there we can say, yes, since it's hefsed shamayim, it's not included in Issa at all. But this heter, which comes from the Bach, that Mokum Pseidah with the shayla of loss, of losing money, you're allowed to be makel, that is definitely Chazal waived the Issa for the sake of the hefsek. Chazal will makel because it's Rabbanon, we're making Mishum hefsek. But that clearly, if it's just as easy an option to do on Meitzah Shabbos as to do on Shabbos, then Avadik Veis, you should be machlin.